Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show, and I want to say a special thanks as we kick off hopefully holiday weekend for you for Veterans Day weekend, and the special thanks to the men and women who've served our country and the families as well, because when, you know, a family member serves, you're all kind of serving. So thank you so much. Man, I feel like I've been going through it lately, and I feel like a lot of people, because I've been making the phone calls, a lot of people here in St. Louis are going through it because of all the flooding that happened, like Monday into Tuesday, like overnight, and it just never stopped raining. My entire basement flooded. Not just like an area, the entire basement was like a pool. I have like an indoor pool, and so... and it definitely sucks. And everywhere I called, like, to get like restoration or storage, like storage is booked, restoration's like, calling those places. They're like, yeah, like see in maybe never. They're like, the list is so long. So I know so many people are going through it, but we had to literally get, I had to like take like a shock vac, get like the 6 to 8 inches of water out of my basement.
Oh, no.
Which sucked. Then to cut up all of the carpet, remove all of the stuff.
And that's where your wife, Katie, has her office. That's where she works.
Yeah, we don't have a solution. So she's had to cancel a couple of sessions, which sucks because then she has to do it. And then yesterday, she had two sessions that I don't think she could cancel. Like there's like emergency situations happening because she's a mental health therapist for some kids. And so I just had to take the kids out of the house and she did it like upstairs. And it's been like chaotic on top of chaos.
Mm. It affects, and your kids' playroom was downstairs, right?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I'm like basically living in like, cause we don't have like a big, it's a starter home. So the house isn't too big. Like I feel like 800 square feet now until this basement is fixed up. But yeah, it's all today I'm gonna have to move all the furniture because it's all just sitting on the cement now into storage and then begin the process of beginning again on fixing it all, which sucks. And on top of all of that, yesterday, if you maybe noticed, because I know that even Uncle Pete and Aunt Kathy text like the show sounds a little different, I had to take yesterday off because then I ended up getting like sick on top of it, like a low-grade fever. And it's one of those things where you start to feel the effects of not having family, because like Hannah texted me like 8 times, maybe more. Do you need help? What are you doing? Are you okay? And everyone on the show asked, like, if you need anything, let me know. But I hate inconveniencing people, unless like it's family. Like family, you feel like they just like...
Oh, we are family.
Yeah, we are family.
I still feel terrible.
So then, don't feel bad.
I'm like, dude, sucking all this water out of my basement by myself, moving all this stuff like by myself. And you do like kind of feel like, damn, like it is like a... I guess a lonely feeling. It's not lonely because I don't like, I know that you guys are family, but it does feel like endless when you just look around and it's like you don't have like mom, dad, and uncle to show up or cousin.
And you don't have like a solution. That's the worst part too. You're looking at this going, okay, I get all this out. There's nobody available to fix this. When's this going to get done? Oh, dude.
Yeah, so definitely a crappy situation.
Well, I tried telling you this earlier, like, maybe this is happening for a reason and a better opportunity for you and your family are going to come from this. Like maybe, I don't know what you really plan on doing, but maybe you'll refinish your basement and it'll end up being like your favorite place, or you'll find like, I don't know. I feel like something better is ahead.
AB, what happens after Noah's Ark in the Bible?
You're going to be okay, Brett.
I'm like, I've got Noah's Ark going on.
At least you don't have animals down there.
I need a couple of animals and restart my whole
life. He did last month. Last month was the animal. This month was the flood.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.